Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Saturday. Hey, we got Andy Man Bob in the studio. Welcome back to Around the House. It is a special day today. This is where, from noon to two, we talk home improvement. We're going to have a great time today. We got Andy Man Bob back in the studio, and it's going to be a great show. We're going to take your calls so you can ask him some questions, but we're going to be talking about some of the, hazards inside your home that are luring around that you might not even know about, that you might cross paths with.
They got lurking hazards?
Yes.
Oh.
Like beach sand.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
That's a dangerous one.
Silica dust.
Exactly. So I want to get your calls today. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. If you're too shy and you want to send an email, you know the drill, ATH@KXL.com. And jump over to Around the House with Eric G on Facebook this week, especially. So go over there and like and follow and all those things you do on social media. Follow that and then jump over as well and look for the Around the House Nation where we talk home improvement stuff over there as well all week. But this week I'm going to be going off to Milwaukee Tools to their NPS 18, which is their new product symposium. I'm going to be putting some stuff on Facebook, but I'm also going to be putting some exclusive stuff over on the Nation as well. So take a look at that and follow that, because all the new stuff that's coming out that they're going to allow me to post, I'm going to put up. So we're going to have a good time this week. So welcome, Bob.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
To Around the
it's
House.
It's like old home week.
I know it. And if you guys if we had a video camera in the studio here, you would see the entire crew, which we're going to post some pictures up here in a little bit. We all have our yellow suspenders on for Bob Day.
I love it. You greeted me at the door. I saw them. My gosh, Dane walked in. He's got them.
Yep. Donovan's got them.
Dave's got them.
We're all sporting the suspenders today, so we're having a good time.
None of us are going to look like plumbers.
No. By the way, I was off, and we're going to digress for just a moment. I was popped over to the new Duluth Trading Company store that's in Portland here.
Pretty neat place.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about cool stuff. And trust me, they're not paying me to say this. I wish they were, actually. But this amazing store, if you are out working in the trades or you like comfortable wear, men and women's, we all see their crazy commercials. Mm-hmm. But, oh, my gosh, that store has got more stuff in it. And I've ordered stuff online for them. I pay for stuff there. You know, I pay the full price for it. But I tell you what, I was impressed at all the little stuff. They even had beard oil for all of us people that have beards that smells like sawdust. It's called Lumberjack. I was impressed. I'm like, all right, that might be worth it just right there.
I didn't know you had to oil your beard. Does it squeak?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's normal maintenance. It's better than graphite. It doesn't ruin the shirts as much.
Good.
877-733-1011. Bob, let's talk about the company that pulled you away from radio.
Oh, my gosh. Envirotest LLC. It's a company that I started a little over 2 years ago. It actually got started because Metro, our tri-county government here, operates two transfer stations. And as of January 1, 2016, folks couldn't bring a very long list of things into the transfer station without first having analytics to demonstrate that it was not asbestos-containing material. Because of my presence on the radio, a lot of contractors were asking me, what is going on here? I looked into it. And as you know, by that time, I had already been retired for about 3 years from my contracting business.
Yeah.
I looked at it and I said, you know, this is a great opportunity for an old man to come out of retirement.
You and I had some good discussions about that because we could see the need.
Yeah.
You know, and off you went.
And off I went. And then it was August the 7th of last year. That was my last show because the business just grew too fast. And then April the 1st, April Fool's Day of 2016, two things happened. Two really good things happened for my business. One of them was that Metro added more items to the list that I had to be testing for. Yep. And a young lady was on our show together, or with you and me together. But actually, it was her boyfriend who was in here as my guest. She just came along. Turns out she is now my business partner as of January 1 of this year. So
that's good. You needed some help. That was growing and taking off and all that. So let's talk about, kind of at the 30,000-foot level, the hazards in your home.
Okay.
When you're remodeling or, you know, because so many people will, and this, let's back up. This stuff is going to be Oregon-wide here if it's not already in most cases. And you're going to see it in Washington. So these laws are going to be, when we talk about kind of Portland, it's going to end up everywhere. So it's one of those
really
things.
Is everywhere because it's national. It's it's a federal law.
Yeah.
Both of them that I help to bring people into compliance with are federal laws. And they are under the umbrella of the EPA. In the state of Oregon, the Department of Environmental Quality is responsible for administering those laws. When you get over into Washington state, there are multiple clean air agencies who administer EPA rules and regulations. The one I work most closely with is Southwest Clean Air Agency, Clark County area and the surrounding area. But the rules and regulations that we're talking about have to do with asbestos-containing materials and lead-based paint. Lead-based paint becomes an issue in any home that was built prior to January 1 of 1978.
And that's where, as a homeowner or even a renter, you've got to start being careful with those kind of things.
Absolutely.
Because that 1978 date is a big one. Because if you hire a contractor to come in and work on that home inside or even outside, if you're doing some work outside, it doesn't matter. If you're hiring them and they're not lead paint certified, you now have created a problem.
Yeah, well, they've created a problem for themselves as well, potentially. I did a training just this last Wednesday, and following the training, I had two people come up to me, one of them a roofing contractor, and said, I had no idea I had to be lead-based paint renovating licensed. And one of the larger contractors, a Street of Dreams builder, his wife was in the class, and he came up to me on a job the very next day and said, do I have to be LBPR licensed? I said, absolutely you do if you're going to bid on a job on a pre-1978 home. So it was. There are still people who are very active in the industry. They're longtime members of the HBA and other organizations, and they're just not aware of it, which speaks to two issues. Maybe the word hasn't gotten out well enough, or maybe they are so busy that they're just not paying attention. I don't know which it is.
I think people just aren't paying attention to that, I think, is what happens the most. Yep. You know, I think that's, and I think that, you know, so many people, I always assume that contractors start reading every trade magazine, and nothing against them, but they're out busy doing their stuff, getting bids out.
Right.
And sometimes if they're not involved with the HPAs and they're not getting those emails saying things are different, or they're reading the mail that's coming in that maybe the state's sending them, it just looks like junk mail and off they go. They don't worry about it. And then they are not in compliance.
Right. And, so, and that's very often the case.
Yeah. So let's dive into that a little more when we come back.
Yep.
You know, coming up here after the break, we're going to sit here and give away a 64-ounce hose end cleaner from 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner just as soon as Around the House returns.
Where are you?
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. We got a special guest today here in the studio where we're talking home improvement. We are loaded up here with handyman Bob in the studio. We're going to be talking about lead, asbestos, all the different home improvement stuff. Always call in, though. We want to hear your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011 because I know you got questions and you can help others by asking those questions because there's so many people that have those questions too. Hey, this segment is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Is a cracked or crumbling foundation killing your real estate deal? For a free inspection, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed. And of course, that is CCB number 94222. You know what time it is? It is time to give away some 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. So now, this application is even easier with this stuff because you can take that 30 seconds outdoor cleaner in a 64-ounce hose and detachment, easily reaches outdoor surfaces, including homes, decks, lanais, pool cages, patios, concrete, wood, vinyl, brick, stone, and even cabins, awnings, and covers. You can even reach a second story with this stuff. It is pretty cool. So, caller number 12, 503-733-4101. 503-733-4101 is the number. Call in now. Caller 12. You'll get to win 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. However, you just have to come in and pick it up. So you can't have it shipped to you. You got to come in and pick up the, well, you have to come in and get the certificate because tax codes these days say you have to sign the sheet in person. So I can't make that up. That's the rules we got to do. Otherwise, I'd love to send it to you out there. But that's our new rules of the day. Welcome, Bob.
I'll tell you what, it is fun being back in here with you.
It is, man. I love
this. On the other side of the desk, though.
I know it. Yeah. I like this little role reversal thing. It's a little bit different. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're all in here enjoying our suspenders, having a good time. And let's dive into home improvement. You know, so many people don't understand what the potential catches are in their home. So when they're going to start a remodel and they're just going to head stuff, throw it in the back of their pickup truck and head down to the dump, what should people be looking for that are hazardous in their home?
Okay, well, actually, I'm going to take the word hazardous out of it. I'm just going to say things that are excluded from the transfer station,
even better,
the landfills, whatever. And here are the just kind of the general things that you ought to be thinking about. A lot of flooring materials, sheet vinyl flooring, vinyl tiles, the tile squares, either 12 by 12 or 9 by 9 tile squares. Textured walls. This is a big one because asbestos was used as a binder on the in the texturing.
So drywall. So like, if you've got a drywall with a knockdown texture on it, there could be asbestos. In
absolutely, there could be in as light as an orange peel texture.
Wow.
I find it a lot even in orange peel texture. People say, well, when did it become illegal? Asbestos isn't illegal.
No.
It's still a legal product. It's not in use by very many in many applications, and that's principally driven by the mesothelioma lawsuits.
Yeah.
The manufacturers aren't using it because, you know, it'll get them in trouble.
Yeah.
Keep them in trouble, I guess,
well,
is the way to say it.
You go by and you're going to do the brake job on your car, you know, and you go swap your brakes out. And you're getting those really cool organic brake pads.
Oh, absolutely. Those organic brake pads, by any other name, those are asbestos brake pads. Have you ever stopped to wonder, how on earth did a company come up with a name like Raybestos? Asbestos, Raybestos.
Yeah.
Does it make, yeah, it does. And that's where it is. Some attic insulations, but it looks like Captain Crunch. And if you've got Captain Crunch in your attic, don't disturb it because that's going to stir up a lot of, it's not an asbestos dust, but it's just close enough to it that it gets in the lungs and it can hurt you. But like I say, the big ones are the flooring material and the drywall textures, whether it's on the lid or the walls. Plaster occasionally has asbestos in it. So if you're knocking out a plaster wall, make sure you get that tested.
Nice. Winner, winner, chicken dinner to Todd from Beaverton. So you can hang your phone up. And if you're calling in to win that 30 seconds outdoor cleaner, congratulations, Todd. And here's the cool thing. Next hour, I'll let you know when we do that. But next hour, if you keep listening, we'll be giving away one more of those hose end attachments. So,
hey, congratulations to Todd. I'll tell you what, I went through cases and cases and cases of 30-second outdoor cleaner when I had my handyman business.
Oh, yeah.
Great, great product. I'm glad that James Collier is supporting your show and promoting his product on this.
We're going to have the founder, and I think he's calling in next week into the show. So we're going to have him on air. So he'll be calling in, answering questions and talking about it. We're bringing in the big guy today. Next week, of course. That'll be great.
Now, so, you were talking about asbestos here a minute ago.
Yeah.
And the it's not a difficult thing to sample. It's not an expensive, relatively speaking, an expensive test in a lab. And in the Portland metropolitan area, we've got three or four really good labs that people can take their materials to. But it's awfully important that you know what you're dealing with before you start ripping and tearing into it, because asbestos is not something to take lightly. Asbestos deaths are actually on the rise. There was a CDC study done. It was published a year ago, and contrary to popular belief, the age 55 and below, we're seeing an increase in mortality as a root cause of it being mesothelioma. And so we know that it causes death. And why would you not take all precautions? Why would you not get it tested and then bring in an abatement contractor to remove it safely for you?
It just kind of shows that that's ongoing.
It's an ongoing thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
In spite of all the regulations, and the regulations have been in place for almost 30 years.
Yeah. And so it's not getting so much better. Yeah, exactly.
We've been ignoring them.
So now that you're seeing that, you're seeing, you know, the across the Northwest here, where primarily a lot of our listeners are, we're seeing the laws changing on this stuff, and they're paying more and more attention to it. It seems like every cycle of new rules,
right,
that's getting more and more dialed in.
Yeah, it is. And in fact, I know for a fact that we will see rulemaking change the end of this year, the beginning of next year, and it is going to tighten up even more.
Okay.
There are a lot of things that I've been sitting in on the rulemaking advisory committee meetings, just a fly on the wall listening to them.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. There are half a dozen different changes to the rules that are going to impact me more than they impact the end user, but it's going to tighten everything up.
So you're going to see changes, especially, I'm sure, with demolitions and that kind of stuff is going to be popping up as well.
Absolutely, it is. And City of Portland, I'd like to get into that in the next segment if I could.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it. Thanks, Bob. Hey, when we come back, we'll be talking about that, but we want to take your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House with Eric G. and Handyman Bob returns.
Afraid to let go. You changed me, made my grave.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. Got Handyman Bob here in the studio. That what you're hearing there is a little bit of Jade. This kid, 17 years old, you hear me talking about him on here. Last week, he played a sold-out show up in Seattle at Anyway, he was playing there, and 350 people, and rocked the house. So if you go up on the Around the House with Eric G., he's in the Triple Door, now that I think about it. So he was up there, rocked the house, had a successful show. So love that kid. He's 17 years old.
Amazing.
Buddy contractor, you know, one of my good friends. It's his son, and I've helped him with friends of mine get an album done, and now I'm kind of been helping him out a little bit, getting it going. But fun to see a kid that age, still in high school, out there making music. So,
well, good times. You've changed up the music a lot since the last time I was in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Loving it.
Thanks, brother. Well, if you're just joining us, this is Around the House with Eric G. We've got Handyman Bob as our guest. He's over here riding shotgun. You know, we are having a good time in here. I want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. And I want to let you know that this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com, CCB number 593. And no, I'm not forgetting another three numbers on that. That is 593.
They're an old company. That's old line. Absolutely. You know, I've had in as many months now, I've had three surveys for homes that were going to be demolished so that an Adair home could be put in their place.
Nice.
They're doing a lot of infill work.
Yeah, yeah. And so you can take that house plan and put it on your lot.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Not a bad
that's
way
how
to go.
They build.
Yeah.
You own the lot. They come in and put the house on it.
And they're one of the only builders here that have their own cabinet shop.
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge cabinet shop that is bigger than other national brands' cabinet shops. So it's kind of cool. They make their own stuff.
Quality construction.
Yep. It works pretty well. So anyway, Bob, welcome back. Let's talk
You know, I just wanted to say, we don't have to just talk about asbestos and lead-based paint or silica dust and stuff like that, because I still remember how to unsqueak doors and fix toilets and things like that. So for heaven's sake, give a call at 877-733-1011 with any of your home improvement questions.
Thanks,
how about
Bob.
That? I do remember.
I love it. You do remember. Usually now, you know, it's like when we bring up water heaters, usually the phones just start ringing on
us.
Yeah,
exactly.
Kind of thing, so.
it's water heaters, or maybe we get into potty talk and everybody wants to talk about toilets.
Exactly. No, you could even be fixing that fence out back.
Yeah, we don't care.
Especially with
we'll
the windstorm they had in the Tri Cities yesterday. They
right.
had a one go through there over in KONA country that blasted through, and I was looking and seeing on Facebook friends of mine, limbs, trees down, everything else like that. So they had a good one come through.
Kinda, every now and again, yeah. We get something like that here, and I get a call from one of my restoration company contractors, and he says, "Well, I got a limb through the roof. I need to have you go out and take a look at the damage and
yep.
and do a survey, because we're going to be fixing the." Now, speaking of
Let's
damage,
talk about that. Yeah.
Speaking of here in the city of Portland, and this is going to be very tight and compact because it only pertains to the city of Portland. The lead-based paint laws that we operate under are known as RRP rules. That's renovation, repair, and painting. Well, RRP rules don't apply to whole home demolition or garage demolition. And we've got about 700 houses a year being knocked down, torn down, however you want to say it, here in the city of Portland. City of Portland looked at it and said, as an entity, you know, we've got to be able to control this, but RRP rules don't apply. So they have created their own entire set of rules involving lead-based paint.
Wow.
So for pre-1978 homes, and who's going to demolish something that's newer than a 1978?
Most of the time, no.
No, not really. So just know it's coming. The law is in place effective February 1 to be implemented not later than July 1. And it's up to, I think, Building Development Services to write the administrative rules, and as soon as they can, it's going to have a whole new set of laws here in the city of Portland if you're going to knock down a garage or another outbuilding or your home on that lot.
You're going to be doing a little bit more work to get that cleaned up so you're not sending stuff over to the neighbor's yard.
It's going to get a lot more expensive. It involves things like hand removal of all painted surfaces that are not load-bearing. So think siding, doors, windows, porch railings, that sort of thing. Those are all going to come off by hand before any of the mechanical devices get involved.
That is going to make an expensive home demolition.
Yep, it sure
now,
is.
Now, here's my question that I have for those guys, though, that I would ask. So what happens when you have that fire, you know, where you burn the house down and it's a total loss? But, you know, you can still have all the walls up. It's just gutted the inside of it. And they go, you know, we're gonna start over with this because it's just too hard to save this old building and get it up to current building code. Wonder if the insurance company is going to pay that price, because that's going to be significantly more if somebody has to go in there and remove all those boards by hand versus getting the excavator in there and knocking the thing down and putting it in trucks and hauling off.
I don't know. There are a lot of questions left unanswered. I don't even know who's going to be enforcing it. It has teeth. 5,000 first infraction, 10,000 second, 15,000 third. But I don't know who's going to enforce it. CCB enforces the RRP rules.
Sure.
But I don't know who's going to enforce these rules for the city of Portland.
It's going to be interesting. I wonder if it's going to be covered, if they're going to enforce it kind of the same way that maybe they, you know, there's some of these rules out there, and I'm not going to go after these companies, but there are companies, but the bureaus that are responsible for going after people out there, but... You know, lead paint's getting gone after pretty well. Asbestos is going pretty well. Silica dust, not so much yet. You know, you're not seeing as much on that out there. There's a lot of contractors that still haven't even heard about the silica dust stuff.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And warning. If you're a contractor and you have employees, you better be paying attention to silica dust. And silica dust is a byproduct of grinding, cutting, drilling, basically concrete products, rocks, other things. Silica dust, I think, is going to be our next asbestos because it reacts in the lungs just about like asbestos does. But effective July 1, the federal OSHA and hence the state Oregon OSHA, are, and I'm not sure about Washington who's going to enforce it over there, but it's federally mandated July 1. It is law.
There's a whole bunch of new laws, fines. And I want to talk about that when we come back in the next segment about kind of what some of those rules are for. So that way that I want the public to know, so when they're hiring a company that they understand what they should be looking for.
Absolutely.
As well as, you know, we have half of our listening audience works out in the trades.
Yep.
And they need to know as well because, you know, that... As you know, Bob, that silicosis is a big problem out there with people, and it sneaks up on them.
300 workers a year in this country are dying from crystalline silica dust problems in their lungs.
Wow.
And it's 100% preventable.
Yeah. And that's the crazy part, is that there are ways to...
And it's not with a respirator. It's dust control.
Yeah.
There's the secret. It's dust control. When we come back, you can talk about some of the tools that you've seen that control the dust.
There's some amazing stuff. We'll talk about that, because I was at World of Concrete this year and got to see all the latest and greatest. You know, you had everything from Bosch to Milwaukee to DeWalt to... Hilti. There were all those companies with all these new products out there. So
and
we'll
talk
about that.
They're doing it in response to the laws. Exactly. Yep.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. We're going to have a good time with this. And we want to get your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns.
First things first, I'm a craftsman. Remodeling is my only passion.
It's my passion.
And I'm the greatest in the business. Want referrals, yo? My clientele will bear you witness.
Right.
I can help when your door jam sticks.
Huh?
There is nothing in the world I can't fix.
Yeah.
I do tiles, I do stone, I do bricks. Call me, I'll come rushing over with my bag of tricks.
Bag of tricks.
Where you go when your disposal is rusted?
Rusted.
My problem making you disgusted.
Yeah.
When your front window is busted. Just one name that's always trusted.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. and Handyman Bob in the studio today. We're having a good time. We've been talking about asbestos and lead and silica dust and all that stuff. Want to get your calls at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Hey, let's run out here to Lori. Welcome to Around the House. What can I help you with?
Hi. Yeah, we are remodeling our bathroom, and I don't like tile because I already have tile in our kitchen.
Okay.
But I want something inexpensive but warm and not so slippery. Do you have any ideas that would be a really good
kind
of flooring?
There are some great floorings if you don't want to go with tile for the bathroom. There's luxury vinyl tile or luxury vinyl plank. And what's cool about them is that there's ones out there that are 100% composite vinyl, basically. So you can use them in wet areas. It's going to take it really well. It's super durable. And you don't have those grout lines to clean.
Perfect.
Lori, are you putting it in yourself?
No, I want to, but my husband won't let me.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, he might change his mind. I just put some in my wife's art studio. It is so easy to lay down, and it's a beautiful product.
Okay,
Yep. I did. If you go over to the Around the House online, you can see I did a More Good Day Oregon segment on there. It's about a 4-minute video, and I show people how to do it there. It's literally a knife on, you know, on a straight edge, and off you go. You can cut it and snap it and keep going. It's an easy install.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, Lori, thanks for listening to Around the House. Let's run out here to Donald in Portland. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What can we help you with today?
Hey, I work at a local rental yard, and I want to talk to you guys about all the new silica stuff that we've been implementing so we can help these homeowners actually get their job done within the new requirements.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we got these, we had to convert all our concrete vacuums over to HEPA filters, and so now those aren't compliant, and we started getting in new water attachments for our 60-pound breakers.
Yep.
The way I can actually keep the dust down. And I just wanted to let people know that, you know, these local rental yards, we have the equipment to keep everybody A-OK with the law so they can get their job done.
And more importantly, Donald, A-OK with their health.
Oh, of course.
Cool, man. Which yard do you work at? Go ahead and shout it out.
Interstate Rentals. We're here in Delta Park in Portland.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Around the House. And those are some great tips, man. I appreciate it. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, just because you're hiring a contractor to come in doesn't mean that you can't be safe doing it yourself and you don't have to go out and buy those equipment. And it's kind of a great transition to what we were talking
Absolutely
about before,
it is.
You know, with that call, because I was down at World of Concrete and I was down with the guys from Western Construction Systems and got to go around and play with a bunch of new tools. You know, like for instance, DeWalt had a 60-volt chop saw for concrete that was a handheld saw that had a water attachment and you could cut, I think, up to 20 feet of sidewalk with it.
Mm-hmm.
Off a battery. But here's the thing. You're going to see water on all this stuff where, you know, for dust control. It also keeps the blade cool. But really, vacuums and the stuff out there to get most of that dust under control before it gets into the environment is the way to go. And you're seeing all the major tool companies with those kind of things because they literally have got now, you know, drills that have a vacuum attachment around the base where you put the base up on the wall that's hooked into the EpiVac and you drill through this. Oh, it's almost like a little broom area on there that helps keep the material inside there for the vacuum to get it. That works really well. And then now you're seeing hollow drill bits where they're getting up there for drilling into concrete. There's a hollow down the middle of it where it's completely hollow and there's little holes in there and the vacuum sucks it up through the middle of the drill bit. And so, I mean, I was using them last year at Milwaukee with their cordless one, had a little dust thing in it. So if you were drilling overhead, I could drill overhead and I was getting nothing coming out of that.
I liken it to the gas pump. You know, you've been to gas pumps where you're putting the gas in and there's no vacuum to suck the vapors out.
Yep.
And you're breathing all those vapors. And some gas pumps at the right there on the island, they've got a device that's spring-loaded, goes right down against your car. That sucks all those vapors back into the system. You're not breathing them. That makes sense. Well, this other thing with dust makes sense.
And I know all you Oregonians out there are going, gas pumps?
What's that? A gas pump?
All you people in the Tri-Cities up there and in Vancouver are going, yeah, we see that every day.
Yeah, exactly. So. We're too stupid to pump our own gas.
Oh, I'm not going to call our listeners stupid, but, you know, hey, I will say myself, when it's 100 degrees outside or it's 20 degrees outside,
nice,
it's kind of nice sitting in there with the heated seat going, I'll let that guy earn his living out there. Hey, when we come back in an hour number two, we are going to dive into all your calls at 877-733-1011 just as soon as Around the House returns.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.